Well, hello there. You seem like you're in a hurry. I was just about to close up the shop. I'm glad you made it. If you want to go back to the counter, let me lock up and turn the close sign on, and I'll be with you in a minute. I didn't think anyone else was going to make it to pick up their Valentine's Day bouquets. You must be running very behind for your date. Let's see here. You had the two dozen red roses. They're very beautiful. But I wanted to ask you something. Every week you call or you come in and place an order for flowers. I think last week it was daisies for Kelly, and the week before it was tulips for Jenny, and the week before that, and the week before that, and this has been going on for a while. Different flowers every week for a different girl. Well, I wanted to ask, what is so great about you that you have a new woman every week? Now, you've never gotten anyone roses before, so I was wondering, what's so special about this girl? But it's the first time we've ever gotten any flowers for a girl by this name, so must not be anything that's been going on for a while. I'm sorry, I'm a girl, I'm nosy. And every week for the last 8 months, I can take your order, and you never seem to remember I'm the same person. My name's Angel. I've got the name tag on right here. And most men that deal with me, they take some extra time looking at my name tag. But I seem like I'm just kind of a ghost to you. So I don't know if you can tell, but I did just lock the door and turn the close sign on. And I've been thinking about this for a while, and I'd really like to find out exactly what's so special about you. I walk over to you, and I'm standing only a few inches away from you, and I'm staring at you and looking at your hair. Your hair's short, and your height's average, and you have a nice body, and you always wear very nicely tailored suits. You're very polite. But a new girl every single week. I reach over and put my hand on your chest and trace your tie up to your neck and loosen it. You don't say anything, you just watch me. In your head, you're playing back all the phone conversations the last 8 months that we've had, and you realize I am the same person. My voice is stuck in your head after every time you order flowers. I loosen your tie and let it hang around your neck, and even though inside I'm nervous and I've never, ever been this forward with a man, I can't help it. I know you'll tell me no. I know you'll have me stop if I go too far, if you feel uncomfortable. I start to shake and focus all of my concentration on my hands as they're unbuttoning your shirt. I get down to your waist and lift the shirt, untucking it and untucking your undershirt, and slide my hands underneath it and fill your stomach. Your eyes are wide, just watching me, and I'm still not saying anything. I'm afraid if I say something, you'll have me stop. But you'll snap out of the spell that I somehow have you under at this very moment. Over my shoulder, you can see the roses that you ordered, sitting in the cooler behind the glass. You don't care, you don't think about them. You just focus on the way my hands feel on your chest, sliding up over your abs and higher and then lower. I look down, I can see I'm clearly having an effect on you. I get down on my knees. My bright blue eyes look up at you, and you don't say anything. You don't react. But you take the palm of your hand and caress my cheek, and that's all I need to feel you, to feel your touch. Kneeling in front of the counter, in front of you, in front of the man I've fantasized about for months, I'm finally inches away from your cock. It's happening so fast, and I just want to savor it. I'll probably never have this opportunity again. But I run my hands up your thighs and undo your belt and unbutton and unzip your pants and pull them down to your thighs. I can see the outline of your hard cock through your boxers. I lean forward and feel you against my cheek. Slide my lips over the outline of your hard cock and just feel you through your boxers. The moment my cheek touched your cock, you moaned. It was quiet, but it was a moan, and it was very satisfying to hear. Your hands are lightly in my hair, and finally I reach up and pull your boxers down to your thighs as well. I look at your cock and it's perfect. Every inch of it is hard and perfect. And I lean forward and start to lick your balls. And my tongue underneath them. And searching that one spot that's going to make you groan. And once I find it, out of every intention, I'm licking you there over and over and over. I find that spot. Your hands are now pressed to the back of my head. I have your balls in my mouth, and my hands push your pants and boxers down around your ankles. My hands are tracing the back of your thighs and squeezing your ass. I look up at your cock and I can see it starting to drip pre-cum. I take that as my invitation. I let go of your balls and lick my way up to the head of your cock and can't help myself and take your entire cock in my mouth. You groan again loud. I wonder if you're impressed or surprised that I was able to take your entire cock in my mouth, push it past my lips, all the way to the base, so the head of your cock is pressed up in the back of my throat. I hope that you're impressed and turned on, but in reality, I don't care. I have your cock in my mouth. What else do I have to think about? You grab my hair in a ponytail and pull me off your cot and pull me to my feet. You grab my waist and lift me up onto the counter. My skirt's bunched up around my waist and you can see I don't have any panties on. Clearly, I thought this out a little bit, and it turns you on. You lean into me and kiss me. Your cock is so close to my pussy. You can feel the heat coming off of it. I look up at you, and at that moment, you grab my ass and pull me onto your cock. You hold yourself into me. I'm so full, just squeezing around you. You pick me up and move so my back's against the wall next to the counter. You start to slowly fuck me, thinking about how you want to impress me, how you want to make sure that I don't forget this. You feel my heels digging into your thighs, my pussy's so tight that you're closer than you realized. Look up at you and tell you I'm gonna come on your cock. I wanna come on your cock so bad. You can see the need in my eyes. And you feel me clutch your shoulders. Grip beyond me. You hold me and continue to fuck me through my orgasm. And finally, you set me on my feet. I sink down to my knees and start to lick your cock clean. I suck on your cock until you come in my mouth and take all of you. Every last drop of you. You taste so good. After I swallow it, I suck whatever's left in your cock out and swallow that too. You look down at me and can't believe that I've been in front of you for all this time and you never even thought to ask me out. And as I stand up and pull my skirt down and fix my top, I turn around and walk over to the counter. I can't believe what I just did. I guess I'm trying not to think about it and thinking that if I check you out and give you your flowers and you'll leave and I'll probably never see you again. You stand in front of me, your pants are pulled up and your belt's fastened, your shirt's still untucked, but it's buttoned and the tie's hanging around your shoulders. I didn't tell you that I have your credit card on file, so if you just want to take the roses, you know, you're all set and you can go. And you smile and say that your sister just got dumped and those are for her. It was going to be a surprise and that you were going to be alone for Valentine's Day. then he asked me if I figured out and found out why so many girls have dated you in the last 8 months. And relieved from the news, I didn't just have sex with a married man or ruin some poor girl's Valentine's Day, I smile and say that I wouldn't mind finding out again and again and again tonight.